We are up to Simon Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel is really the basic klal of what we call Tashmishei Kedusha. The halacha is that there's Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah means any object that is used for a mitzvah. The halacha is that an object that is used for a mitzvah, once you're done using it for the mitzvah, it has no kedusha whatsoever. There's only an isser of bizui mitzvah. You're not supposed to use it for a davar bozui. If you could possibly find another mitzvah to do with it, that's even better. We say since you've used it for one mitzvah, why not do more mitzvahs with it? But there is no halach of kedusha left on it. Bizoyin is aser, but it has no kedusha whatsoever, so that you could use it for a dvar chol. There would be no reason to do geniza on it. Tashmishei Kedusha are totally different. There's a halach of Kedusha Atzma. What distinguishes, what is the difference between Kedusha and Mitzvah? Kedusha means something that has the Shem Shamayim on it. Which means, if you're talking about a Sefer Torah, you're talking about a Siddur, anything that has Shem Shamayim, anything that has Torah on it, Tefillin that has Parshis of Tefillin on them, even the part of the Ritzua that has that will have either a Yud or a Dalet on it, that part of it also is called Kedusha Atzma, at least according to some Rishonim. A mezuzah is Kedusha Atzma. Kedusha Atzma will never lose its Kedusha and will need Geniza once you're done with it. In the case of Tashmishei Kedusha, that too is also to be used for a dvar chol, and we're going to see it's going to we'll see the halachas of what it's going to need. It's going to need a gneiza. How do we define tashmishei kedusha? So let's see. Siv gimel tashmishei kedusha kagon tik shel svarim. The case of the sefer. The sefer itself is kedusha atzma. The case of the sefer is tashmishei kedusha. Mezuzis, that's the tik of mezuzis. Ritzuis. Now, Ritzuis, the Mishneh Berurah translates to mean even something covering Ritzuis. The Ritzuis themselves are Tashmishei Kedusha, and whatever you cover the tefillin with, the entire tefillin of that too is Tashmishei Kedusha. Tefillin, so again, that's the tefillin themselves are Kedusha Atzma, and the cover of the tefillin is Tashmishei Kedusha. Va'argos shenostim bo sefer Torah, and this is the cabinet that we will call an Aron Kodesh, o chumish, or that we put a chumish on. The kisei shenosnel of Sefer Torah. Kisei shenosnel of Sefer Torah means the bima. Now, we're going to see that the bima itself is questionable of just why it gets kedushas, gets a din of tashmisha kedusha. Uvilon shetolon lifnei ahechol, also the parochas that you put in front of the Aron Kodesh, yesh behem kedusha v'tzarech lagonzon, it has kedusha and it needs geniza if you're no longer using it. We are later going to see that the Ramah disagrees with the halacha of the parochas. Apparently, we were dealing with two different metzias in of a parochas, and we'll get to that soon. Now the Ramah says, v'dafka hadover shemenichin ba dover shebekedusha bi'atzmo lifamim. Only that which you actually place the dover that has kedusha directly on, oshenasa l'kavid, or it is made in honor of it. Kagon hamichsei shal hakrashim shal hasvarim. That is, that if you have some kind of box or shelf made of wood, and you put the svarim on it, and on the outside you cover it with something in honor of the svarim, even though the box itself is tashmishei kedusha, let the cover become tashmishei tashmishin, should not be tashmishei kedusha. Since it is made l'kavid, it is called tashmishei kedusha. Now, the Mishneh Berurah speaks out, therefore, that we have a klal, that there are two ways that something becomes tashmishei kedusha. Way number one is that it touches the kedusha itself. Way number two is that it is made in honor of the kedusha, even though it is not touching it. Based on that, we get the halacha that, for example, all of the clay kodesh that get put on a Sefer Torah. So first you have the me'il. A Sefer Torah is covered by a garment. On top of that, you hang all kinds of silver things. So one could easily say, and similarly, the atzei chayim, the wood that holds the Sefer Torah, that is tashmishei kedusha. So if you go in and put a crown on top of that, that is not touching the Sefer Torah, it is touching the atzei chayim. Why then is that called Tashmishei Kedusha? So they are Tashmishei Kedusha because they are l'kavod the Sefer Torah. So that if you have a crown on the Sefer Torah, you have rimonim that are put on the Sefer Torah, even though they are not touching the Torah itself, they are only touching the Atzei Chaim, which is Tashmishei Kedusha, they too are Tashmishei Kedusha because they are there in honor of the Sefer Torah. So it is either something that is touching or it is something that is there lekavod. One or the other. Now, the Bir Halacha brings up the issue of the Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, and he says that there's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. Do Zayin Tovei Ha'ir have the right to take Tashmisha Kedusha and bring them down from their Kedusha? His maskana is that Rov Rishonim hold it's Usser, some Rishonim hold it's Mutter, and he paskins L'chumra. Okay, so now let's get back to the various cases. In the case of a shelf made for svarim, but the svarim themselves are wrapped in leather or paper, says the Mishnah Berurah, the shelf is therefore tashmishi tashmishin and has no kedusha whatsoever. It is not totally clear from the Mishnah Berurah if what he means is that there's a wrapper around the sefer, or he means that the cover of the sefer itself has a din of tashmishi kedusha. In other words, is a cover of a sefer kedusha, or is a cover of the sefer tashmishi kedusha? It does sound from the Mishnah Berurah like it's Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore the shelf on which they sit would have a halacha of Tashmishei Tashmishin and would not need Gneiza, and you could use it for a Dvar Chol. Now, with regard to the Bima, I said there was a problem with it, so let's go back to our rule here. The Bima itself, we always keep covered, or certainly when we lane, we drape something over it. Now, the Sefer Torah does not touch the Bima. The Bima was not there lekavod, it's there so you'll have what to lean on. It's the cover of the Bima that's there, both lekavod as well as touches the Sefer Torah. So lechura, the Bima should have no kedusha whatsoever. Says the Mishnah Berurah that since at times while you're laning, the cover of the Bima gets pushed away here and there, there are times that the Sefer Torah gets put directly on it, and therefore it's called Tashmishei Kedusha. So it would really turn out that if you have the cover of the Bima secure in a way that it never moves away, you would never lane by putting the Sefer Torah directly down on the Bima. There's always something covering it. That would have the halacha of Tashmish, that would not have the halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha. The covering would be Tashmishei Kedusha, but the Bima itself would be Tashmishei Tashmishin, and you could even use it for a Dover Shel Chol. Now comes the issue of the parochas. It would sound like the parochas, although it doesn't touch the Sefer Torah, it is touching the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh itself is only Tashmishei Kedusha, so the parochas should be Tashmishei Tashmishin, but it's made lekavod. Since it's made lekavod, then in itself makes it Tashmishei Kedusha. However, the Ramo will later tell us that since it does not sit on the Sefer Torah, it's not something that's sitting on top of it like the Klei Kodesh. All it is hanging from the Aron Kodesh, that the Ramo holds does not get a din of kavod of Tashmishei Kedusha. Even the Machaber would be moded to that. It's just that in the days of the Machaber, it was normal to periodically wrap the Sefer Torah in the parochas. So Lamaisa, our parochas, we'll see this beferish later, our parochas, the Rama holds, would not have kedushas, would not have the din of Tashmishei Kedusha. It could be used for a Dover Shel Chol even. Now let's go further in the Rama. Hagah yesh omrim delo mikri aron hakodesh elim hu kamin argos she'in osi rak lekavod haTorah. There's a daya that holds that when is it that we consider the aron kodesh as being Tashmishei Kedusha? That's only if you're talking about a separate cabinet in which you keep the Sefer Torah. Aval Oren Habonui Bachoma. What happens if you build into the wall, you build a hole into the wall, Shenasa L'Shmira, and you put the Sefer Torah in there? That's more of something that is made for guarding against it being stolen, but it was not really made to cover the Sefer Torah. Lo Mikre Tashmishei Kedusha. That would not be called Tashmishei Kedusha. V'kolshkin Masvar Miskalklin Bo Demutra Litla Misham. Certainly, if it turns out that perhaps there's a collection of moisture there in the Sfarim are getting ruined, then we would certainly not give it any Kedusha whatsoever. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings down that there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether or not this Halacha is true. And although, Mikra Din, one could be Somach on the Ramah, Later in the Sharetzin, it sounds like he holds there's makom to be machmir for that, those other shitas. And even in Aron Kodesh, that is a hole in the wall, would have kedusha. But the Mishnah Berurah adds something and says that the truth is there's no machlokis if you go and put something into that. That means if you go ahead and build a cabinet for an Aron Kodesh and go ahead and install that into the indentation in the wall, then we would not say that's the Shmira, that's the Kavod again. And it would have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. So it's only if all you had really, literally, was a hole in the wall and you kept the Sefer Torah there, only then would we say that it's made the Shmira of Alola Kavod and would not have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. But if you put a box into it, you put a cabinet into it, or you go and carpet it, all of those have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. They could not be used for a Dvar Chol and would ultimately need Gneza. Further in the Ramah, Osur lechabes mitpacha shel sefer Torah b'mei raglayim b'nei hakavod. This is another halacha that you are not allowed to use a mei raglayim urine for the sake of as a detergent to wash something that has a din of tashmishei kedusha. Any of the different cloths that are used to put a Sefer Torah down on, or to even to cover a Sefer Torah, we have to treat with dignity, and the detergents that you use should not be something that is beneath the dignity of the particular Tashmishei Kedusha.